Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Peter Cordeau, president and CEO of Sharon Hospital, stated in an email on Thursday that the hospital's maternity ward has, quote, an on-call schedule until October, end quote. And then again, quoting, there is no time set for the discontinuation of deliveries, end quote. There's no end date yet for the hospital's birthing unit. Dr. Robert Schnur of Sharon, OBGYN, the practice that handles 90% of the births at the hospital, did not offer any optimism during a forum at the Sharon Board of Selectmen meeting, which was held on Tuesday. Quoting here, I would love to maintain a maternity unit, but it's very expensive, a very challenging problem to maintain quality maternity care, end quote. Quoting Schnur, our ability to replace quality doctors is hard, virtually impossible, end quote, noting he'll be retiring soon. Quoting Schnur again, I don't know if we can retain maternity because of recruitment, but my big concern is if there's no maternity, what happens to the long-term survivability of the hospital? Cordeau stated that Sharon Hospital is committed to providing excellent care and to facilitate the delivery of babies for any OB who chooses to have delivery privileges at Sharon Hospital. That story from today's Republican American by Ruth Epstein. The Sherman Chamber Ensemble, under the artistic direction of Elliot Balin, will present one of the final concerts of the summer masterpiece series. That'll happen tonight at St. Andrew's Church on Main Street in Kent. The doors open at 7:30. A meet and greet, the artist reception, will follow the performance. Tickets are $30, $25 for seniors and students, free for kids 15 and under when accompanied by an adult purchasing a regular admission ticket. The Labor Day weekend is here, and of course that means lots of activities throughout the tri-state region. Beginning today, continuing tomorrow, Sunday and Monday at Lime Rock Park, it's the 36th annual Vintage Festival. This year's mark is the Bugatti, and the Bargain Barn will have a fundraising booth in Paddock A on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and will also sponsor a vintage hat contest in association with Lime Rock Park. LimeRock.com for more details. Now, also this weekend, well, the Columbia County Fair continues in Chatham, New York. And let's not forget about the Goshen Fair, which runs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Goshen Fairgrounds. The second annual Labor Day weekend art sale will begin with an opening reception from 5 to 8 at the Cornwall Library on Pine Street. Sales will continue Saturday, September 2nd from 10 until 4 p.m. There'll be a tag sale with half price on everything at the Sharon Methodist Church on September 1st. That runs from 9 until 4. A church house tour with Paige Dickey comes up in Falls Village at 9:30 in the morning on September 1st. You can tour the author's garden and surrounding 17 acres with the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Just contact Berkshire Botanical Garden for more information. Art Studio Views happening September 1st and September 2nd in Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hyde Park, New York, Tivoli, and Germantown, New York from 11 until 5 with 30 artists opening their studios for free with self-guided visits. In Kent, they're having the inaugural Kent Carnival sponsored by the Kent Memorial Library on the 1st. It'll take place from noon till 3 p.m. at Golden Falcon Field, 20 North Main Street. It'll include music, touch a truck, obstacle courses, bounce house, mural art project, balloon animals, games, and nonprofit organizations. More information at 860-927-3761 or kentmemoriallibrary.org. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, September 1st from 7 till 10. The Lied To's, liedtomusic.com for more information. Now it's being held at the Annex in Millerton, New York for this show. Donations at the door keep the music playing. Celebrate Old Yankee Street Rod's 50th Anniversary Car Show on Sunday, the 2nd. See street rods, muscle cars, classic rate cars, customs, antiques, trucks, and more. Food, vendors on hand, live music by the Greyhounds. Enter your vehicle for a $10 donation. Special awards will be given away. It happens from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. September 2nd at the Great Barrington VFW on Route 7. The rain date is Monday, September 3rd. Of course, lots going on at Lime Rock this Labor Day weekend, with over 1,000 cars expected for the Vintage Weekend, which runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. LimeRock.com for more information. There is a bluegrass jamboree in Kent, Connecticut. Fiddle, banjo, and bluegrass band taking the stage. That happens on the 2nd at 1 p.m. Now, a reminder, work is going to begin on the covered bridge in West Cornwall, and that work will begin on September the 4th, which is Tuesday, and the bridge will be closed for just about a month, according to the Connecticut Department of Transportation. And also a reminder, the Dutchess County Department of Public Works is beginning work on the Amenia Pine Plains Road, County Route 83 in the town of Pine Plains, to begin on or about September 4th. The bridge is located near the intersection of Wright's Corner Road and will be replaced due to structural deficiency that have led to weight and width restrictions. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake Inn, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 137.65 to 25,986.92 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8,088.36 and the S&P 500 at 29,01.13. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.